Okay, so let's talk about the subscription model. Now, I understand from an email you sent me earlier that it was a little bit of a struggle on your part to convince people that this was the direction to go.
Yes. Well, I had developed a subscription model already, and I must say the benefit I always had, you know, I had this career between the car company and the banker, right?
Yes.
So I have a very good understanding of how financial markets work and how leases and loans. I was a long time at a captive finance company in the U.S. of BMW, and I built up this captive finance for BMW. So I totally understand leases. I understand monthly payments. I understand residual values. I understand car depreciation, and at the same time, I also understand the car industry and technology around it. So I really sat down, and the first thing is that there were subscription models in place, right? Since years, and they all are not very successful because you will see that the subscription price is very high
Yes,
generally, right? So,
yes, yes.
and that makes them. And the problem is the key issue you got to resolve, to be honest, is the new car depreciation.
Yes.
And what has happened in the car industry over time is that because manufacturers are constantly have overcapacity in the factories, they tend to push new cars into the market way beyond the natural demand for new cars, right? And
Yes.
that's why you find all these discounted leases. And, you know, we had played the game at BMW also, right? So you offered discounted leases and you offered rebates and you offered, you know, all kinds of attractive financing or purchase solutions because at the end there was not enough demand for new cars. So you had to go into the next group, which was the normal buyers for used cars and entice them to buy a new car if you wanted to move more metal, right? And dealers became pretty good at this game, and you know, all the advertising and all the games that are being played around residual inflation and things like that. So because of that effect, the used car market got hit very hard, yeah, and used car values started to drop very quickly, yeah. Then there was an oversupply, obviously, of relatively young used cars coming out of 24-month leases or 36-month leases. And
Yes.
again, now as many used car buyers were pulled into the new car segment, there wasn't enough demand. And that's why we have this almost 60% depreciation of a vehicle within the first 3 years, right?
Well, that's
And if
yeah,
you're
that's
now
what
a
that's
subscription.
yeah. I'm sorry. That
Yeah.
that's what I experienced with my car. Yes, absolutely.
Exactly, right? So now if you build a business that, let's say, creates a subscription, yeah, you now need to amortize 60% of the value of a car in the first 3 years. And if you want to make a profit and cover all the other expenses, yeah, you end up at these high subscription prices, yeah. If you want to make a profit, it's just because you are now dealing with this very high depreciation that's market given on these cars, right? And you have to cover that cost. And the truth, though, is if you go away from looking at the car in that sense, but look at the car, how long is the usable life of a car? Currently, the average age of the vehicle park in the United States is 11 years. So
Okay.
the usable life of a car is probably around 15 years, right? So,
Yes.
and it's quite interesting to see that normally, if you think about the depreciation a car should suffer, it should be a straight line over 12 years, something like that, right? And if you now straight line depreciate a car over 12 years, now you make obviously the amortization piece and the depreciation piece in a subscription model much less expensive. And therefore, the first change that we did, which is, I think, a significant change to any other subscription point out, is we have to avoid a secondary market pricing for used cars, because then your auditors are going to tell you that you have to depreciate 60% of your vehicle value in the first 3 years. And by never selling the vehicle, there will be no fair market value in the marketplace. And therefore, your auditor will allow you to depreciate the vehicle straight line over 12 years, like any type of equipment you might have in a factory that you're using for your business, or the way, for example, airplanes are depreciated over their usable life, right?
Brilliant, yes.
And this opened up now the opportunity, but this is the rule. You cannot ever sell. Once you sell, And once you create a fair market value, because your auditor is forced to, if there is a fair market value for your asset, to force it to depreciate down to a fair market value. But if you never create a fair market value for a used canoe, then you have this accounting benefit. And once you have this accounting benefit, a subscription model becomes competitive because you are really now charging the customer for what he really uses and not for some market aberration.
Yes.
And that was the essence of what we invented. And I don't think there's any other subscription model. And that's the problem when people buy cars. Like if you wrote me, when you will buy cars, you will be subject to this depreciation. So generally, that's why some subscription companies try to go with used cars, right? Because
yes,
then obviously you at least solve for the initial significant depreciation that a new car has. The problem only is when you go to used cars, then maybe your clients might not be as happy, or a certain segment of clients may not be as happy with the vehicle, and they may not be interested in used cars, and then maybe you tend to get not the best clients into these type of subscriptions.
Right, understood, yeah? Yes.